السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بأبي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Apa with anafiyat and light of your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum. Ma'ana Salim Kareem, Jazakallahu Khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Amma ba'd, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Shawwal, 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, today we focus on chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, verses 21 to verse 24. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, addressing the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, and tells them, chapter 44, verse 21, وَإِلَّمْ تُؤْمِنُوا لِي, if you don't believe in me, you don't want to accept me as a prophet and a messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people, فَعْتَزِلُونَ, then leave me separately, let me live in peace, don't come and cause me harm. We want to continue with our message, with our mission. So you go your way, I will go my way. So that is what I'm telling you, that I'm a messenger, I have come with the truth. And because the truth is not palatable, acceptable to you, so you want to cause me harm, you want to cause my followers harm, and so forth. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ, and then in the last resort, he cries to Almighty Allah, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. So he turns to Almighty Allah jalla wala and says, أَنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ مُجْرِمُونَ, Ya Allah, these people, yeah, the people of the Pharaoh and the followers of him, they are a nation and a people who are criminals, Ya Allah. Just look at Surah Yasin, and what will you find there? Almighty Allah teaches us what will unfold on the day of justice. Allah will address them and say, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, oh, you criminals, stand one side. How dare you stand with the believers? You can't be mingling with them. You are traitors. You are my enemies. And Almighty Allah will humiliate them even further on that day. So therefore, yeah, also the word mujrim means the criminals. And read Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verse number 59. And see the starting of this verse here, chapter 44 and verse number 22. Then Nabi Musa alayhi salam, fada'a rabbahu, he turns to Allah, cries to Allah, petitions Almighty Allah, anna ha'ula'i qawm mujrimun, because there are people and nation that are criminals. So now we go to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah and the Ark and his people. He tried everything humanly possible, invited them publicly, privately, and to them. They said, we don't want to see your face, we don't want to hear your message, and they would insert their fingers in their ears. All this mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Then, as a last resort, he turns to Almighty Allah, chapter 54, Surah Qamar, verse 10, فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ وَانْتَصِرٌ, oh Almighty Allah, after this 900 years plus, I'm giving them da'wah, inviting them, now I'm overwhelmed, I'm overpowered, Ya Allah, I don't know what to do, you assist me, you defend me, oh beloved Almighty Allah. Chapter 54, verse 10, and Nabi crying, begging, petitioning, oh Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and now oh Almighty Allah unleashes the punishment, and now the floods and the deluge. The tufan started, as Quran says, فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam cries to Allah, وَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ مُجْرِمُونَ. And now the punishment is set for them, for the Pharaoh and his cronies and followers. When Nabi Nuh alayhi salam cries to Allah, that is the beginning of the deluge and the floods. When Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, locked L-O-T, peace be upon him, cries, petitions Almighty Allah, chapter 29, verse 30, Surah Ankabut, the spider, Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen, O Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, you assist me against these people here, who are the mischief makers, trouble makers, the gay community, and Almighty Allah, sent Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel Gabriel, pick up that piece of land of Sodom and Gomorrah and decimate them, destroy them. This is Ijazul Quran, the miracle of Quran. It became the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. Now Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Musa alayhi salam, this is the plan of action. Asri bi ibadi. Asri, Isra, beginning of the 15th Supara, 15 Jews, beginning of chapter 17, Subhanalladhi Asra bi Abdihi, Laylam min al Masjid al Haram ila al Masjid al Aqsa, Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nocturnal, miraculous journey, Mubarak journey, after the demise of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. The Master alayhi salatu salam was grieving, very sad, known as Amul Huzan, the year of grief and sadness. Allah Jalla Wala says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious. We're taking you for a journey, a nocturnal journey, miraculous journey, physically, bodily, in the state of awakeness. From Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine, Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Al-Sharif. So that is Isra, meeting the Anbiya prophets there, leading them in Salat, and then going for Mi'raj. Mi'raj is from Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa, to the seven heavens and beyond. So we need to understand. So you, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, these people have one day and one night. They will have their wine, dine and swine. They'll be drunk. For Asri bi ibadi, you take my servants at night time out from bondage, Laylan, you see that? So in the portion of the night, but remember, innakum muttaba'oon, that you will be followed and pursued by them, the Pharaoh and so forth, when they become sober. Watrukil bahra rahwa. Now when you reach the Red Sea, you must strike it with your stick, with your staff, with your asa. And Allah Jalla Wala will open it up. Allah will turn the ocean into a patch of land, piece of land. And you and your people, you will cross it. So what rukil bahra rahwa. Now Nabi Musa alayhi salam, when he and his people crossed over, he could see that the Pharaoh and them are marching and coming with their horses and so forth, and they galloping. So now he wanted to strike the ocean, so the water must be. So Allah Ta'ala commanded him, no, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you don't do that. What rukil bahra? Leave the ocean, that is the Red Sea, rahwa. Rahwa, Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumas, favorite student, Mujahid, who passed away in sujood, in sajda, right in front of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Abdullah bin Abbas passes away in Taif in the year 68. The last 3 years, Mujahid states, Rahimahullah is a Tabi'i successor. I went ayat with ayat, ayat with ayat to my ustad, and he explained to me so much love, dedication. Allah elevated them. So, what rukil bahra? You leave the ocean, rahwa, as the dry patch. Leave it like that. Let them all come in the middle of the ocean, somewhere inside, and then I will close it, and then all of them, Pharaoh and his cronies, all of them, what will happen to them? إنهم جند مغرقون. Verily, they will be a group and a host of people مغرقون. They all will drown in the deluge, in the floods, and in the ocean. So that is all my Jalla Jalla Wala teaching us how Allah Jalla Wala decimated them. And because the Pharaoh, who was a ten-pot dictator, so he thought he can do as he pleased. He even claimed divinity in the form of humanity, and he said, "Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being." So all might Allah Jalla Wala preserve his body for humanity and posterity. For yoma nunajjika bi badanika litakuna liman khalfaka aya. All of you going to Cairo, to Egypt, you must go. I've been there with Allah. So the Pharaonic Museum, the Muthaful Faraina in Arabic, in English, Mark, sorry about that. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give all those who are ill complete shifa. We improving with Allah's help and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam barakah and your du'as. So now you go to Cairo, Egypt. You visit Muthaful Faraina, the Pharaonic Museum, and you will see the Pharaoh is there, who drowned, remember, in front of Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people. And Allah preserved his body. Surah Yunus, chapter number 10. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Today we have preserved your body so that it will be a sign and symbol for those to come after you. So chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 92. So there you have it, folks. So today we have many pharaohs. Trump is a pharaoh. Netanyahu is a pharaoh. The Israelis are faraina. They think they can do mass murder and kill, but Allah Jalla Wala will open up the lands and sink them inside. Allahumma zalzilhum, Allahumma akhrikum. Ya Allah, you drown these haramis. Ya Allah, you drown these murderers. Ya Allah, you drown these rapers. Ya Allah, you decimate them. They are the killers of prophets and messengers. So Allah, Allahumma arina ajaiba kudratik. You show us your power, Ya Allah. We are hopeless, we are helpless. The Arab regimes are murtads and munafiqeen. They are murtads, they will side with the enemy. They will side with the Americans and Israelis, majority of them. The Muslim countries are good for nothing, impotent. And the scholars they have also just good to give to praise their kings and so forth, majority of them. We don't have time for these type of people. The truth needs to be spoken, whether people like it or not. So this is the news, views, interviews. So today, the 6th of Shawwal, 1446, before I continue, inshallah, I'm here currently in Kurtuba, and then 5:30, 5:35, I'll go downstairs. My brother Ahmed Abdi will pick me up, and then we'll go for Fajr Salat, inshallah, to Masjid Khalid bin Walid. Salat, Fajr Salat day is 10 to 6, and after that, inshallah, we will have a program this morning after Fajr, inshallah. And tomorrow morning, inshallah, the Sunday, we don't have program, so we'll have a program day in Kelvin. So when Mawana Mayat and Nema, inshallah, day Jamaat tomorrow is 5:30. So today in Masjid Khalid bin Walid, and tomorrow Masjid day, I think the name is Abdullah bin Salam. But anyway, Kelvin Masjid, and inshallah, we'll be there tomorrow for Fajr and the program thereafter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews. 100 plus killed in the past 24, 48 hours. This is mass murder, mass slaughter. This is real terrorism by the Israelis. Remember that. But because Trump is with them, they think they can do whatever they want to. They forgot how Almighty Allah humiliated Trump. What he stormy and what he is rigging the elections and so forth and so on. And so many things they have done, you must remember this. So again, they're getting humiliated, disgraced. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse 53. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that never ever lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So remember, the global stocks are sinking. That is Trump. Inshallah, America will head for a civil war. Israel will head for a civil war. Allahumma shattil shamlahum. Allahumma dambir diyarahum. اللهم خالف بين قلوبهم وصفوفهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وحازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم. يا الله you just made that. We can only cry. We can only turn to you. Oh beloved Allah, يا قوي يا عزيز يا منتقم. So Almighty Allah, today is the weekend. You, your children, your grandchildren, get together, read one surah Yasin, make dua. Ya Allah, have the people in Gaza, have the people in Palestine, have the people there in Sudan, have them there in India, Syria, Libya, have them in all parts of the world where the Muslims are the target. This war of America, Israel is not against Palestinians and Hamas. It's a war against Islam. Unless you're a blind person, then we can't help you. So Israel is now asking countries to take in the people of Gaza. You see that? They want to expel them and displace them. Inshallah, we're going to kick the Jutlas out. They're Jutla Harami. This is AK speaking on Merkel Sahaba. I see you asking our South Africans who are coming there. Are you listening to AK on Merkel Sahaba? So you listening, you Jutla, Jutli. So what you asking our South Africans for? So we're very proud about that. Alhamdulillah, we always expose you, name you, shame you, and nail you. So now the Jutlas are asking people that who will take them in. So why must they take them in? We're going to kick you out, remember that, and bring the 6 million Palestinians who are living in the diaspora. That is what the Quran teaches us. That is what the Sunnah Mubarakah teaches us. Chapter 17, verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ When the final war breaks down between the Muslims, true Muslims, and the enemies, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ The true Muslims will disfigure your faces, وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time with jihad, and they will teach you a lesson. And all this, you think you got America and Uncle Sam by you. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا Allah will crush your pride and arrogance and everything to pieces. Chapter 17, verse 7. Gaza, two-thirds of it is no-go zone for the Palestinians, and that is according to the United Nations. Gaza is out of control now. Israel is bombing them daily. Israel is starving them daily. And these are where your human rights, where are your United Nations, where are your ICC, where are your ICJ, because they are not whiteys, because they are not Westerners, because they don't belong to your religion. So you can do whatever you want to. We will never ever forget. We will never ever forgive. You see, the ANC, this is one of the biggest blunders Mandela and them made. They never made the white guys pay reparations. It was a foolish thing on their behalf. So you must remember, I'm telling you now, Jutlas, you guys going to pay reparations. You guys going to pay for every person you murdered and martyred in Palestine. And you will see all that will happen. Not because I'm saying so, by divine decree it will happen. And you are a cursed nation. You are the murderers of prophets and messengers. You are baby killers, hated throughout the whole world. So that is what you see. Trump fires General Timothy. You see why? He says the guy is the head of the natural of the security, your national security or whatever. And he fired him. He says you're not loyal to me. So you must be the slave of Trump, otherwise he despises you. So that's a recipe for disaster. You can't differ with him. He's a tenfold dictator, and he thinks he will get away, but all he forgot is a felon, is a criminal, and making storms of all the prostitutes. You know how many prostitutes he slept with? He had to pay them for their silence and so forth. China hit back in America, 34% on all U.S. goods. Very good. Anybody harms America, any person, country harms Israel, we will support them, Muslim, non-Muslim, Shia, atheist, whatever. So therefore, Muslims, you need to wake up from your slumber. When we tell you McDonald's is haram, KFC is haram, you must boycott all the Skybucks and all that. You must go and what you ever call the places here, and you must go and boycott. You must remember all these you must remember this people, you must this Woolworths and Pick and Pay and what have you. So all this, but what do we have to go there? So they support Israel. So why must we go there as Muslims? So I can't remember when last I went to these places. We still living. It's not some necessity of life and so forth. So at least, little bit, we must make some jihad, some sacrifice. We can't just be carrying on as nothing is happening in the world. Myanmar says 180,000 Rohingya Muslims are able to return. This is after they massacred and raped our Muslims. They were considered as the most oppressed people in the world by the United Nations, the Rohingya Muslims. Trump is a mass murderer and mass murder in Gaza. This book I discovered last night, late at night. So this lady, yeah, you know, her name is difficult, but it seems like she's from Nigeria. Let me see if I get the name right. So Chima Amaidu. So I think that is how you pronounce it, Chima Amaidu. Anyway, the title of the book is Trump and Mass Murder, you see. So now there's Riri Kabi. If you know Riri Kabi, she was on 702. So she interviewed her because she won many awards and so forth. This author, yeah, and she's exposing the Jutlas and exposing America, exposing them with the Muslim countries and the Arab countries can't do hopeless chips. So BB, Netanyahu's advisors are in jail. One is in jail, one is under house arrest. RSS has carried the article. Musk, you know Elon Musk? So he sent the wrong PA messages. And you are sending the wrong messages for firing people and inaccurate messages. So imagine people were fired because of this idiot here. Germany putting thousands of troops there in Lithuania on the border of Russia. The first time they are doing this after World War II. So they are also asking for trouble. And inshallah, we stand with Russia. We will stand with China. We will stand with Iran. We will stand with anybody who is anti-American, anti-Israel. And that is the true Muslim. Remember that. We can't be aligning ourselves with Saudis and Emiratis because you want your lousy visa. You should hang your heads in shame. You have sold Islam because of your visa. So remember that. We must speak the truth and say that they are Muslims. That's what they are, the leaders in the Arab world, majority of them. Israel has killed more journalists in the whole of Gaza and Palestine, more than how many journalists were killed in World War I and World War II. So that is what you see. Now Trump is trumpeting away. He says Yemen will no more sink our ships. You idiot. You see, Donald Duck, it means you are admitting that the Houthis were successful in bringing down and sinking many of your ships. And they were successful in bringing down many of your drones and missiles. So now you think you'll get away? No, they are people of Iman and wisdom. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for the people of Yemen and for these Saudis, MBS, and then the Najdis. They in Riyadh, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. And today we understand the wisdom. So let's come to our own beloved country, South Africa, and see what is really unfolding here. They say AGOA is dead. You know, we had special arrangement with America, so that arrangement is gone now, is dead. So now South Africa will have to look at Plan B. South Africa will not drop the case. Yeah, we have to salute the ANC. We have to salute Naila Pando. That's a Muslim name. You all know her as the Lady Pando. Her Muslim name is Naila Pando. Very good. I know your son very well. We salute her for taking the Jutlas and Israel to the ICJ and so forth. So South Africa will not, you must remember, drop the case. That is what America, Israel wants, that we will still take you, name you, shame you. So that's one great thing the ANC did. Listen to this here. Yesterday I read in the Citizen, a father handed two life terms, one for rape and one for murder of an eight-day-old daughter. The daughter is 8 days old, 1 week old, right? 1 week and 1 day, 8 days. He, the father, rapes her. He murders her. Now two life term sentence. I want to ask the ANC. I want to ask the politicians. How the hell must we pay for this guy for the remainder of his life day in jail? Is it not time for people like this? We have the death penalty. What is the problem by having death penalty for such heinous crimes? Are these people even human beings? raping their old daughter who's 1 week old, murdering her and so forth. So that is why we say South Africa, the criminal rate, crime rate, all has increased because of your foolish policies of abolishing the death penalty. The death penalty must be reinstated. The political parties are worried about what the West will say. Tell the West, go to hell. America, they got the death penalty in certain states and so forth. So what are you worrying about? So remember that the more and more we lick and we bootlick these enemies, the more we will get disgraced. So that is why I brought this. South Africa has to reinstate the death penalty in certain instances. Listen to the white man, how they want to fool us again. They say, you know what? If the DA leave the GNU, then there will be big trouble in South Africa as far as the finances go. Meaning if the whiteys leave, then remember that the Africans and non-whites, as the Boer used to say under apartheid, then people don't have confidence in them and our business will suffer and so forth. So that is what they are fooling the people. Okay, inshallah, we go now and do the Q&A, inshallah, Aziz. So I'm ready for you, Mawsaleem. So let us fire up, inshallah.
Okay, sir. No spoofing permissible in Islam.
Just repeat what you said, Maulana.
Is nose piercing permissible, Mufti Saab?
Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nose piercing. In Urdu, you call it nut. Noon, ta-ha. But not case, nut. So remember that to have a nose piercing, the fatwa is Hazrat Mufti. Maulana Abdul Ilaq Nawi, in his fatwa kitab, he wrote that it is permissible. So our fatwa verdict is, yes, it is permissible for a Muslim lady to do nose piercing, ear piercing, such as belly piercing, and all these other haram things, totally haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, if I have invested 10,000 rand, they invest the money into property, do I calculate my zakat on 10,000? Or on the cash on hand as per the calculations, as the balance is invested in property?
When a person invests 10,000, 100,000, whatever, a year, and invests it in proper halal, nothing haram, and so forth, so remember in a case like that, you have to pay zakat on your initial investment and on the dividends received on both. Like how, when you're running a business, I'm running a shop, I've got a factory, whatever. So now I have my initial capital, which I invested in the business. Then I'm getting profits. I'm selling the merchandise, the profit. So now end of the Islamic year, so I have to pay on my stock in grain, and I have to pay on the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So similarly, yeah. So I gave my brother Ahmed Hanfi, he just came now to take me, mashallah, from Somaliland, Hazrat Allah. He just returned from Somaliland, so it's right to say he came to Somaliland. So, mashallah, so now they are going to Masjid Khalid bin Walid, who read Fajr Salat there, inshallah. So now there will be zakat compulsory on the investment that you made initially and the dividends you receive, for example, every month, whatever the arrangement is, and that will be 2.5%. So on both there is, not on one, on both there will be zakat that is compulsory. Gee, Maulana.
Is it okay to give out stock that's not selling in our store as zakat payment instead of cash for itself?
Remember that when you give out dead stock as zakat, Quran Kareem states, "Anfiqoo min tayyibati ma kasabtum." You must spend in the path of Allah that which is pure and wholesome. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. Don't spend that which is khabith, impure, torn and tattered and so forth. If it is new items but is not selling and you want to give it out as a zakat, it's fine. But you can't work on your cost price because now how things appreciate, you get things that are depreciating as well. So what is the market value today of that? I bought all the clothes, 100 rand each, but now for 5 years, 3 years, they're not selling. So now the value might be 20 rand, 30 rand, 50 rand. So you must work on that amount, not on your cost price or retail price. So that is what you must do. So yes, you can give it out as zakat to the poor Muslims provided that it's still in good condition and not torn and tattered and so forth. But remember, you must take the minimum value and not the maximum value.
Mufti Sahib, is blood transfusion allowed in Islam?
When we were studying in Pakistan, so mashallah, they had all the giants there in the 70s and 60s and so forth. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib was the head of all of them, and he was the ustad of them also. He's Hazrat bin Nuri's ustad also. Hazrat bin Nuri did maqamat by him. So anyway, then we had Hazrat Allama Shaykh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Ludhianvi. So these were the main people. And included with them were Mufti Taqi Usmani and Mufti Rafi Usmani, Hazrat Mufti Safi Sabsan. So they used to have Masaila Hadira, Majlis Masaila, so discuss all the contemporary issues. So one issue they discussed was this: can you donate blood and so forth? Yes, can you receive blood? So they said the fatwa is permissible. However, you can't sell blood. To sell blood is totally haram. You become a donor and you help humanity. So that should be our forte. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And whenever we save one person's life, it's like saving the entire human race. And when you kill one person, like the Jumblas Haramis are doing, so it is like killing the entire human race. So yes, totally permissible, provided that you are not selling it. Similarly, to receive blood from Muslim, non-Muslim, all permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, I have a young daughter. What dua can I read for a good proposal for her?
Remember that the parents today, grandparents, all are so worried. Daily we receive messages like this. So in a case like that, every one of you, parents, grandparents, and children also, read 2 rakat salat daily and read Surah 25, Surah Furqan. This is in the 19th Subhanah, the criterion, and verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina. وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُّونَ. Oh, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, grant us that such spouses and such children and offspring that the coolness of the eyes. So in that way, inshaAllah, Almighty Allah will grant them good spouses, good children. And you, the parents, should be reading the same surah. This ayat I mentioned now is chapter 25, verse 74. So you, the parents, grandparents, should be reading Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion in the 19th Surah, verse 54. Verse 54. What is the verse? وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. That you, Allah, you created us, human beings, from the semen and sperm. And then, فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِهْرًا. You gave us a lineage. We have a father, mother, biological, and وَسِهْرًا. We have a father-in-law, mother-in-law. So your parents, grandparents, read that chapter 25, verse 54, and you, the children who are not married, so read Surah 25, verse 74. Give out charity daily. Never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Aye, quickly, you like stories. I performed Umrah 76 when I was coming home, and then I performed Umrah in 79 from Karachi when I was coming home, as to catch the hilaf and the Kaaba Musharrafa and cry to Allah, Ya Allah, I need to get married, you know, and I'm going to go back. So it's better off, time is of the essence. So I just saw her, you know, my wife, and 2 minutes I told him, tomorrow is nikah. So he said, no, you can't get married tomorrow. You'll get married after Ramadan. So you see that we must never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Always turn to Almighty Allah, and Allah will keep for you someone very, very special. But we also must beg Allah. Not only we read in a lot of salat and problems, and then when the problems are solved, conveniently we forget Almighty Allah, selective amnesia. So that is not acceptable in Islam. Daily we must show our loyalty, our allegiance to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Sahib, can my parents force me to get married to somebody who I dislike?
Remember that if you are a daughter and now your father tells you, you must marry this person, yeah? So you are atila maliha, you are sane and mature, they don't have the right to do that. Wonderful, beautiful hadith in Sunan Nasai. Listen to the hadith. One Sahabi got his daughter married to somebody ABC. She says, Wanakariha, I disliked it. I wasn't prepared to marry him. She went to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what my father did. The Master alayhi wa sallam said, no, he doesn't have the right to do so, that's wrong. See how intelligent she was. She then announced to the ladies and said, I want to show you your rights in Islam. Even your biological father cannot impose upon you, you must marry A, B, C, X, Y, Z. When you are aqila baligha, you are sane and mature. So that I wanted to show you. But to keep my father's instant and order, I will marry now that person who he suggested. So imagine she showed the ummah a lesson and she then accepted her request, you can say, of her father as well. Open Sunan Nasa'i, you will find it there. So, but in Islam, you can't do that, not for Muslim. Second one, if you are a boy and you know, youngster 20, yesterday we had our hafiz, Talha's nikah, mashallah, my nephew, Mawlana Muhammad Ridwan. So he told me I should speak a few words. And I see the people were very, very excited here in Masjid Tariq bin Ziyad in Qurtuba. So we make dua for them, give them advices for Laylatul Sifaf, Laylatul Bina, wedding night, what to do, and so forth and so on. That is our Islam. For all occasions, we have wonderful advices. You must remember that. So similarly, your father cannot impose upon you, you must marry this lady, this lady. They can make mashura, they can give suggestions, but they cannot impose it upon you in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, I intend to go for Hajj. What dua can I recite that Allah Ta'ala makes it possible?
Read every day Surah 2, verse 128. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. O beloved Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj. Take us to Makkah, Mukarramah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Medina will get included, obviously. So, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you are all forgiving, very merciful. Read two rakat salat, read this verse, and Allah will open doors for you. You must remember that. When I came to this part of the world, 2001, so from Newcastle, it was Hajj, my ticket, everything was booked. So suddenly the Cape Town ulama, they said, there's a fax for you. I said, from who? They said, from King Fahad. I said, King Fahad knows me. I don't know him. They said, yeah, you just want to make a joke, everything. I said, but where is it? And they said, here is it. And you're the only one invited from South Africa. I said, subhanAllah, send it to me. So they sent it. I went to the embassy. So see if Allah wants, even the king will invite you, but if MBS invites me, now me, I want to. Understood? So you must remember that we got no time for these haramis and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, what is the Sharia ruling with items that has gelatin in it? Is it jais or not jais, Mufti Sahib?
Our Mawlana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, one year we invited the guest, Ustaz Bablaknu. He was the big mufti of the Nadwatul Ulama, already in the time of Hazrat Alimia, Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Abul Hasan Nadwi, Nawwar Allah Barqadahu Mawlana Burhanuddin. So after the Jalsa, they went to Kruger's door, Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, Mawlana Burhanuddin, he also passed away. And they made proper investigation. Then the next day again, he told Mawlana Qasim Sema to go again. But I still want to ask you a question. Then they came out and they passed the fatwa. So our fatwa is all gelatin is permissible, except that of the swine. And our honorable ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aksa fatwa, is the same. You must remember, open fatwa Darum Zakaria, volume 6, you will find the detailed discussion there. That is fatwa. Taqwa is your own business. That is your precaution that you say gelatin only of halal animals. So we say of all animals, it is permissible, because metamorphosis, transformation has taken place, except that of the swine and the khinzir. So that is haram, because bumper to bumper, side to side, the swine, the pig is haram, and najis and impure. Just like the juttas, the pigs and swines. murdering and massacring our people. Quran calls them pigs and swines in chapter 5, number 60. So the verse 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْكِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. The only people, Allah used such words for them. So we should not feel shy to call them what all might Allah.
Isab, jazakum Allahu khayran for your input. Allah Ta'ala reward you and grant you complete shifa in kamila ajila. Inshallah, till Monday morning, we will inshallah meet again and request for the entire ummah to make dua, especially for our brothers and sisters in Palestine.
Jazakallah khairan, wa salim kareem, and Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, we already reached here, Masjid Khalid bin Walid, we'll go read our sunnats, and then Fajr Salat, and then program, and tomorrow, inshallah, day in Kelvin Masjid, Abdullah bin Salam, yeah, Masjid Abdullah bin Salam, and Jamaat day is 5:30, inshallah, tomorrow, that is, so we will be there tomorrow, because we don't have program. Barakallah feek, wa salim kareem, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.